This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, Alyssa Walker Campbell, welcome back to hour number one at the all new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are inside the Quicken Loan Studios. And I tell you what, it has been such an amazing week because the NBA season got underway on Tuesday. I have to say that I was shocked by a few performances. The Warriors, they were stunned in their opener. And how about the Lakers? Their season got underway against the Rockets and they had that big, big win. So it's perfect timing because we're getting ready to celebrate the new book that Roland Lazenby has delivered. He is the author. He's a basketball historian. His new book, Showboat, The Life of Kobe Bryant. Good evening, Roland. We knew we were going to have you back.
Thank you, Alyssa. Good evening to you.
It's great to have you on. So before we start highlighting the book, how about that big win over the Rockets? What were your early takeaways from this young Lakers team?
Well, Luke Walton is a leader. He understands the game. He has all of these experiences with Tex Winter and Phil Jackson and with Steve Kerr. And, he's such a learner and such a pure basketball kind of spirit that I don't want to minimize the challenge he faces with a young team. But if you had to have a coach with a young team to get guys to find their way in a complicated format like the NBA, Luke Walton would be your guy.
Okay, we're going to talk about his new book, Showboat, The Life of Kobe Bryant, the great Roland Lazenby. He is back with us at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And all I can say is, Roland, congratulations, because the reviews have been very, very positive. You are recognized as one of the finest sports biographers of our time. So tell me this. A lot has been documented, chronicled about Kobe Bryant. What makes this book different than the other ones that have been released?
Well, basically everything. This is the full context of his life. Kobe Bryant came to most fans as this precocious, pretentious 17-year-old in the NBA draft at a time when 17-year-old guards were nowhere near the NBA draft. The league was older, tougher, and here comes Kobe Bryant, and everybody thinks, certainly Kobe has his brashness and his drive, but everybody thinks this was all about him, but it was really about Adidas basketball. Sonny Vaccaro, the kingmaker of basketball, was working for Adidas. He had been fired by Nike, and as Sonny explained, He wanted revenge on both Nike and the NCAA. He had been embroiled with a number of things there, and suddenly he's having a camp. Vaccaro is, and here's this sophomore who's not even invited to the camp. His father brings him there, and he realizes Vaccaro's looking for the next Jordan. He's got to have that kind of player with the it factor, and here's Kobe Bryant. And boom, the Bryant family needs money, and Kobe, Sonny Vaccaro wants that player. You can offer him a $10 million contract and throw his parents some money on the side and get him into the NBA and sort of shoot the bird at the NCAA. Ha, 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 I've stolen your best player.
Yeah.
And that's basically what happened. After Kobe signed the contract, his parents had to co-sign. He turned to Sonny Vaccaro and said, was there any way we could have had this money and I could have played college basketball?
Mm-hmm.
And it was not a moment that was available to the public. They assumed he was this kind of guy. My book is not aimed at defending Kobe Bryant. It's just as frank as I can be about all things. But the context of that begins to show something very different than what the public thinks it was.
What did you share about the competitive makeup of Kobe Bryant, that Mamba mentality?
Oh, when I went to Italy looking for all these people who knew him, his father played in Italy when Kobe was six. The father played for 8 years there in Italy and Europe. And Kobe grew up there. He grew up in pro basketball, riding on the team bus. He looked at his father and one of his teammates one day and said, I'm going to be better than both you guys. I found the people who played ball with him. Kobe had this fierce look constantly. He was often competing with older Italian kids and just running through them right and left. And they came to resent that. You know, it's sort of a paradigm for the game. Kobe's going to dominate the ball in the game and take over. And, you know, those supreme talents, those supreme competitors like Kobe and Jordan struggle all their lives with that talent and that, you know, with their ability to relate to less talented teammates. And for Kobe, that began in Italy. And Tex Winter, the great coach who coached both men, you know, watched it as a nightly battle, getting them to do the right thing, to share the ball and play team basketball. And Kobe, who did not go to college, did not have the benefit of learning the team game there. And so it's sort of a fascinating look at the special circumstances of a person like Kobe, who really is a subset of a person like Jordan.
We are shining the spotlight on Roland Lazenby's new book, Showboat, The Life of Kobe Bryant. And as you said, you know, he is such a fascinating basketball player. What has been the key to his sustained success and his ability to overcome so many trials, so many tribulations?
He and Jordan both have that rock-ribbed will that is unlike anything you've seen in another person. And it was even greater in Kobe. As a freshman, Jordan hit the shot for Carolina to win the championship in 1982, and he was the darling at 18. He was the darling of Tar Heel Nation. And Kobe, his freshman year, was spent in the NBA where he shot those air balls and couldn't deliver for the Lakers. Sonny Vaccaro, who was working with him, called him right afterward, and Vaccaro asked Kobe, "Are you okay?"
Mm-hmm.
And Kobe went, "What? Why wouldn't I be okay?" And Sonny said, "Well, you have those shots." And Kobe said, "Screw them. Nobody else wanted to take them." Sonny Vaccaro, in looking back on that, said, "Only somebody with the will of Kobe Bryant could have failed the Lakers as an 18-year-old and recovered from it." If you think about it, Kobe went through a period in his life. He eliminated his family from his life, shut them out of his life, sold the home they were living in, shut down the business where they worked, repossessed cars, credit cards, all that stuff, and walked away from his family. He later got rid of his agent, his shoe company. He got rid of Shaquille O'Neal and Phil Jackson and walked right into the incident in Colorado and basically just did himself tremendous personal damage. And suddenly it was that will. Tiger Woods had a similar course in some regards. He did himself tremendous personal damage, and you could argue that he never recovered from it. Whereas that will of Kobe Bryant allowed him to make these immense mistakes.
I have to ask you, Roland, how much of an influence did his wife have on some of these massive decisions that were made?
Well, she got blamed for a good bit of it. She was young, a young, willful teenager when Kobe met her and overwhelmed her with flowers and sent to her school, filling the school office with flowers. And she's willful. You could submit, though, that if you got somebody like Kobe Bryant, I remember that he had just met her. We were walking out of the Forum in 1999. I asked him what he was going to do with this summer. He said, "Basketball. There is nothing else."
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically been Kobe Bryant. So driven, so beyond the pale. And it's a testament to her. But I think you have to look at the long run in relationships, and she's done the work to help keep that thing together. They almost got a divorce in 2011. My hat's off to her to keep that together and for them to move forward with their two daughters. It's you know, it's never easy for anyone.
Kobe Bryant, his career is over, but his legacy will live on forever. He made a lot of special memories in the NBA. We will miss him. Of course, the title of the new book by Roland Lazenby is Showboat, The Life of Kobe Bryant. You can go anywhere online and get a copy of the book. Congratulations, Roland. We look forward to another fascinating conversation.
Alyssa, it's always fun. Thank you so much.
You bet. God bless, and we will be right back.